Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra continues his insightful teaching titled Spiritual Blessings. Today he speaks about not breaking our fellowship with the Lord. Join in.
When I look at the charismatic church, I realize that people think that you can lead your life anyhow and get to heaven. It's not true. The fact that you say you are born again does not mean you will get to heaven. In Hebrews 10:26, there's a warning. It says, if we sin willfully, which means it's not accidental, it is your lifestyle, something that you do. After we have received the knowledge of the truth, so this person knows God, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain looking for of judgment and fiery indignation. Fiery indignation means hot anger, which shall destroy or devour the adversaries. And you see, this verse is quoted in relation to when Moses went to Egypt and told the people that he was taking them to Canaan. And because God told them, you are my children, they started misbehaving along the way. All of them died. They never got to Canaan. It's the same thing. God has told us we are his children. He has promised us that he's taking us to heaven. It doesn't mean we should live in willful sin. If we do, like the people, we'll perish in the wilderness and we'll never get to that place. Same thing. It's a warning. You see, in Paul's letters in the book of Revelations to the seven churches, one of the churches is called the Church of Sardis. And this is what Jesus said to them. And I feel it's very important. He said in Revelation 3:1, I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest, but thou art dead. This church, you see, they used to be serious with the Lord. And, you know, serious Christians, like some of us. Sometimes a serious Christian were in GSS or SSS or for a while or whatever it is. We're very serious. So in name, because you did that, I mean, it's like you're a serious person. But in actual fact, you're actually dead. And do you know one thing that God told this church? In verse 5, he says, repent therefore and put on your white raiment, or else I will blot out your name from the book of life. That's why I said, personally, I think the way sometimes the charismatic church behaves, if you are not careful, a lot of people end up in hell. But there are many people who call themselves Christians, but there's nothing to show for it. He says, I will blot out your name from the book of life. Why? Because they were not putting on the right raiment. They were not doing the right things. So the book of life, your name can actually be removed. Then he told them to repent. And here is willful sin. So what I'm trying to say is that willful sin breaks fellowship with God. That's what makes it very serious. And if it goes on for a very long time, what happens is that then when you die, the fellowship is broken permanently. And when you have no fellowship or connection with God, finally in eternity, do you know what happens? Show you what happens. Revelation 20, verse 15. Whosoever was not found in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. That one is permanent, irrevocable, unchangeable. Breaking of fellowship. God said, me and you, we don't have any relationship and there is nothing you can do about it. So God said, I will forgive you your sins. But you see, there are conditions. It shouldn't be willful. If anything at all, it should be accidental. If we sin willfully. And having been in fellowship with God, or having God in your life, it's very powerful. The
kind of people who are in your life, it determines how sweet your life is. Very powerful. Sometimes in your life, you don't have anybody. So as he has adopted us, you see, his presence is a great blessing because many things will come out of him. And we are blessed to have such a powerful person in your life, God himself. But the advice is, don't break the fellowship, because you can. And one way you do it, and God himself selects one way that you can do that specifically, when you don't forgive your brother. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. You know, in everything, there's what we call the crux of the matter, or what we say, I'll say the most important thing. The most important thing to God is not the choir's uniform or the church that we built. It's important, but that's not the most important thing. Or the offering that we give. The most important thing to God is our relationship with him and other human beings. Because he died for human beings. He didn't die for an idea. He didn't die for a church. He didn't die for a bus. He didn't die for a choir. He didn't die for prayer warriors. He didn't die for anointing. He died for human beings. That is why when you mistreat human beings, or you do what you are not supposed to do with human beings, God is very angry. Because he died for human beings. Everything in the world is going to burn it as one big bonfire. All the buildings, the cars, BMWs, money, gold. At the end of the day, he said, this one is rubbish. He's going to burn it. The only thing he won't burn is human beings. That's the most important thing. So he says, now listen, I'm your father. Forgiveness is important. I want to forgive you. Because if I don't forgive you, my friendship with you will be affected. But I want to give you one condition. Make sure that you also forgive your fellow brother. Otherwise, you lose fellowship. How many people have gone for all night who are not talking to some people, fighting with some people, insulting some people, but every all night, 100 days, they'll be there. 150 days, they'll be there. 40 days, they'll be there. 30 days, they'll be here. Abagabagaya. Jesus didn't die for an all night. He died for that your mother you don't talk to. That's the person he died for. Nothing you do can compensate for that. Nothing you do can compensate for that. And he shows it by telling us that he will burn everything, including this building. If Jesus is true, everything will be burnt. That's the most important thing. So the spiritual blessing of forgiveness of sins is to maintain fellowship with God. If we walk in the light, then we have fellowship with him. His presence continues to remain in our lives. That's the blessing. His presence, his fellowship. But to maintain it, look, forgiveness. Ask your neighbor, please, who do you want to forgive? Some of you, you are even quarreling with your husband, even as you are sitting here. Or your wife. Yes. There are people in the church who don't talk to other people. When you meet them, you just do your eye like this. And especially if you have these long eyelashes, it works. Because it sweeps like this. Works even better. You are depriving of yourself of one of the highest spiritual blessings. Fellowship with God. The presence of people. Look, it changes everything. It's a blessing.
Thanks for joining us. Today, we learned that the spiritual blessing of forgiveness of sin maintains our fellowship with God. Therefore, we must also forgive others to keep it. Join us again tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
today I repent of my sins.
Today I repent of my sins. mercy.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my
life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, Dear Pastor, I trust you are well. God is truly good. He is true. His promises are good if we do our part. I want to share my testimony to encourage the congregation. I got married in 2007. By 2009, my husband and I were separated. By 2013, we were officially divorced. Life has not been easy, but God has been my strength and provider. To cut a long story short, my ex-husband had not been forthcoming with his financial obligations to our son. It had been erratic. This year, he issued 2 checks. They all bounced. My rent was due to expire, and I had to pay our son's school fees. I had been worried and heavily burdened, not knowing where to go or what I was going to do, because I also had 2 years' rent advance to pay. When you declared the time of fasting and prayer a few weeks back, I took the challenge as a world cup. I just knew that that message was directly for me. My fasting and prayers always centered on my ex-husband remitting for what he owes us. And I've been very consistent with my request. But after that fasting and prayer, something miraculous happened, which has never happened before. My ex-husband credited my account with all the arrears that he owes. May somebody pay every money that he owes you. The amount is enough to pay my son's school fees and even pay the rent for 2 years in advance. Whoa, our God is indeed true to his promises. I give God the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's thank him. Look, demons can advise people to withhold your money because they advise people. That's what the Bible says, casting down thoughts. An idea comes into somebody's mind. He thinks it's just an idea, but it's demonic thought.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakwa Bedding on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakwa Bedding AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakwa Bedding. It's that simple. Kakwa Bedding AirPower app. On the go with a word. The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakwa Bedding titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233 557 009 010. You can also send an email to info@kakwabedding.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakwabedding.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.